This is the Composer's Datebook for August 24th. I'm John Burge. Looking back on a famous person's life and career, one often notes quirky patterns of coincidences. Take the American composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein, for example. On today's date in 1943, Bernstein was one day short of his 25th birthday, and at the public library in Lenox, Massachusetts, accompanied the singer Jenny Turrell in the premiere of a new song cycle for which Bernstein had composed both words and music.
I'll give you two measures.
The song cycle was titled I Hate Music and offered from a child's perspective some devastatingly direct observations on art and life. The following day, the New York Philharmonic's music director, Artur Rudzinski, invited Bernstein to become assistant conductor of the orchestra. Now fast forward to November 13th that same year. Jenny Turrell and Bernstein were together at Town Hall, this time giving the New York premiere of I Hate Music. The very next day, Bernstein was asked to step in at short notice for the indisposed Bruno Walter, making his New York Philharmonic debut conducting the orchestra during their live national Sunday afternoon radio broadcast from Carnegie Hall. Leonard Bernstein's surprise and successful conducting debut made the front page in the New York Times, and a legendary career was launched. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for investors seeking to close the gap between what they've saved for retirement and what they'll need to reach their goals. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook was produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.